What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today.
It is Friday, July 6th, 2018.
I'm getting an echo. Okay, there we're. It's all fixed now. Anyway, it's Friday, July 20th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's also the 49th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon and the 42nd anniversary of the Viking landers landing on Mars. Wow, am I really that old? I think so. For people who are living in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, you might want to keep an eye out the window. Apparently, there's really nasty tornadoes. There's a tornado season every year, but this one apparently is really bad. Something like 27 tornadoes yesterday. Five of them touched down in populated areas. So just got to keep your eyes out. Keep the path clear to that storm cellar. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the air with your comments and questions. So let's just get right on into it. I cannot believe the sound and fury signifying nothing that is still being emitted over Trump and Putin's summit. And we've really hit a situation where it doesn't matter what Trump does anymore. He's going to be attacked. He could save a little old lady in the middle of the street from being run down, and they'd still find something wrong with it. And as you know, yesterday it came on out that Trump is thinking about having a second summit in Washington, D.C., and inviting Putin to visit the city. And everybody went ballistic. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. And when you look at all the past presidents, secretaries of state who met with Putin, and it was no big deal, you know, but when Trump meets with Putin, they're treating it like it's the end of the world. So Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has issued a statement saying that Trump should not meet with Putin until Congress knows exactly what happened in that 2-hour closed door meeting. So they're just ramping up the pressure on this thing. Back in 2001, Putin went all the way to Bush's Texas ranch. Had a barbecue, stayed overnight. Bush said he was thrilled Putin was there. Remember all the connections between the Clinton Foundation, the Kremlin? They were all buddy-buddy back then. Not today. All right, let's take a phone call. Francis in Montreal, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I called you yesterday and talked about that Spectator article on the nascent peace accord that will allow Assad to stay in power. And you had some doubts about the sources for that Spectator article. Well, today there's a Washington Post article, and it's by Josh Rogan. It's an opinion piece. It's inside the Putin-Netanyahu-Trump deal on Syria. And there's broad confusion both inside and outside the Trump administration about what agreements President Trump made with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the private meeting in Helsinki. One thing we do know is that post-summit, Trump now endorses a deal on Syria that Putin struck the week before with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Before the Trump-Putin private summit, Netanyahu called Trump to go through the agreement details, some of which I've reported before. Netanyahu finalized the terms with Putin during his visit to Moscow last week. Putin and Trump have both publicly talked about the agreement since Helsinki, albeit indirectly. But make no mistake, the agreement is real, and it's going to reshape how the powers of the Middle East act in southern Syria in the coming months and years. I won't read the whole thing, but it's Josh Rogan, Inside the Putin-Netanyahu-Trump Deal on Syria, Washington Post.
Okay. Well, these days the Washington...
Like, all this distraction, you know, with like you were just talking about, all this nonsense and whooping cough, Goldberg screaming in Jan Pirro's face, F you, and stuff like that. This is all just a bunch of monkey business, and this is the real deal that came out, and the faction that wants you know, the neocons, like, you know, the guys at Evening Standard guys and all that, William Crystal and all those bums, you know, the bums who never did a day's work in their life, but they want to replace the American workers with Mexicans because Americans are too lazy. All those bums are having a meltdown right now because their beloved, like, Middle Eastern war and anarchy they were churning up is being shut down by Trump and Putin. And so it's a beautiful thing, and this is the big real big story of the day, I think.
Well, it's a big story if indeed true, but again, we know the Washington Post is totally compromised by CIA. This is not the days when the Washington Post had the freedom and the courage to go up against Richard Nixon. The Washington Post is the voice of the deep state, and the reason I doubted your story yesterday when you called on in was you made the claim that all the surrendering jihadis were going to be herded into one part of Syria and then just simply bombed, and that would be a war crime. That would never be made public anywhere.
That was badly worded on my part. That was badly worded, I admit that. They're dumping a bunch of people in the northeast corner that are surrendering, and they're going to be sort of sequestered there, but the ones that remain in the southeast corner are going to have the hell bombed out of them. But this Peace Corps is real.
Well,
they're saying here.
Okay, there's only one problem with this story. Supposedly, this is a deal between Netanyahu, Putin, and Trump. Where is Assad on all of this? Because I'm sure that Netanyahu is making demands about things that are going on in Syria, like Iran must leave. He wants Hezbollah to go back to Lebanon. And we know that Israel wants to make war on Lebanon somewhere down the road. I mean, they just uncorked on Gaza big time earlier today. So the problem with this deal,
This is part of the deal. This is what I was saying yesterday. There's a $50 billion oil and gas deal from Russia for Iran to bribe them into withdrawing. And Hezbollah is going back to southern Lebanon. And basically with Putin there sitting in Syria, that's the guarantee, and Israel's going to be left alone, but they're going to have to give up, like, Eretz Israel delusions.
Oh, they'll never do that. They will never, ever do that. All right, well, listen, if it turns out to be true, fine, but I got to tell you, my gut is telling me we're missing something here. And but you're absolutely right. If peace breaks out in the Middle East, or if the Cold War really does come to an end, all of the American politicians whose stock portfolios are invested in the armaments industry, they're going to be totally freaking out. You know, they love war. War makes them rich, makes them richer. And we're already seeing the war hawks are just in this hysterical frenzy bordering on madness, that they're this new war fever that they've spent all these years whipping up may actually be coming to an end.
Well, yeah, that's it. Well, we'll see. Good talking
to
Mike.
We'll see.
Have a good day.
All right. Time will solve that mystery. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So, article coming out of Daily Caller here saying Trump has been set up, framed, and relentlessly persecuted by the American intelligence community. Yes, that's absolutely true. And even in this article, they're talking about the frenzied furor and outrage over Trump's reluctance to express blind trust for the intelligence community defies reason and reality. Well, not really. There's a reason for it. The politicians rely on the intelligence community as the bedrock of their propaganda. Whenever they go to the newspaper with a story saying that Putin is tap dancing barefoot on shag carpeting, they'll say, you know, an unnamed intelligence source reveals. Well, if the American people stop trusting the intelligence agencies, that's pretty much the end of the government's credibility, because nobody trusts the politicians anymore. Nobody's trusting the corporate media. The intelligence agencies were the last bastion of some kind of institutional ethics within the federal government, and now that's being destroyed. And that's why they're going wacko. They're losing the war for the minds of the American people. And they're hitting the panic button here. So leftists worship power, and they are unraveling without it. They can't control Donald Trump. That is driving them absolutely bonkers. They have no policies that work. They have no platform that is appealing to voters. For every one illegal immigrant they sneak in and register to vote, they're losing two real American voters over to the GOP. The donations, small mom-and-pop donations to the GOP are just piling on up. The Democrats basically self-destructed trying to force Hillary on us back in 2016 here. So another article, this one came out of Zero Hedge, talking about the establishment strikes back, shades of Star Wars, basically going on into that recent indictment of 12 named alleged Russian military intelligence GRU officers by Rod Rosenstein. And the context, of course, was the timing. It came on out at a time when it could possibly inflict damage on the Trump-Putin summit. It turned out not to do it because probably Putin and Trump are just as sick of hearing about all of this Russian nonsense as the American people are, according to Gallup. The American people have just tuned out on all this Russian nonsense. So this indictment is 30 pages long, and it's full of all these painstaking details about alleged Russian involvement. But you have to take it all on faith. There is no evidence provided to back up the claims. And the claims themselves could easily be false trails set up by any number of hostile intelligence services to implicate Moscow or our own intelligence services to implicate Moscow. From an intelligence officer's point of view, there are even some significant areas where operational implausibility undermines the case being made. It's a bluff. It's another piece of USDA choice bovine excrement. Story coming out of Information Clearinghouse, the coming coup to overthrow President Trump, sedition at the highest levels. And they go right to the heart of the matter. The annual budget of the military security complex is $1 trillion, drawn from the pockets of you, the American taxpayer, who, despite sending all that money to the government, still have a lot of things you need that you're not getting, like functional roads, bridges that don't collapse, so forth and so on. Now, in order to justify such a major amount of money going into the military industrial complex or the military security complex, they got to have an enemy. They got to have an enemy. And they picked out Russia, and they've been working for years to turn Russia into this enemy that you would all be afraid of, so you would just voluntarily surrender all your wealth and the lives of your children without any complaint. Except, of course, according to Gallup, it didn't work. It didn't work. The American people are far more concerned with the immigration issues than with Russia. In fact, Americans who said Russia was the most important thing on their mind, less than 1% of those surveyed by Gallup here. And once again, according to Fox News, the Democrats are now talking impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And I think that's probably a reaction to the declining poll numbers heading into the midterms, that the Democrats are starting to realize they are not, in fact, going to recapture either house of the Congress. So they may be pushing for an impeachment now and counting on being able to get some rhinos to switch on over. But again, if there's anybody here listening from the Secret Service or monitoring this show for the people at the White House, this feels so much like the run-up to Dealey Plaza, November 22nd, 1963. Kennedy is standing his ground. He's standing his ground on Putin. He's starting to finally be his own man. He's apparently, if this Washington Post article is accurate, he's talking about winding down Syria. They're already talking about getting out of Afghanistan. He's making friends with Russia, which Kennedy was trying to do. I am very, very worried that there is a risk, and I hope Trump is wearing his Kevlar undies. That's all I can say. Now, turning over to domestic politics here, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has reportedly given Tony Podesta immunity to testify against Paul Manafort. Now, this is coming out of Tucker Carlson. last night on Fox News. And Robert Mueller has offered immunity to Tony Podesta, who's founder of the Podesta Group and the brother of former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. And the issue here, of course, is that everything they have against Manafort is totally outside the scope of this investigation into Russian collusion, which is what Robert Mueller is supposed to be looking at. What Robert Mueller is trying to do right now is find somebody that he can get into a legal jam, and then he can, like, you know, nudge him in the ribs and say, hey, if you'll say this bad stuff about Donald Trump, I'll get you a wrist slap punishment. You'll walk out of here a free man. I think that's what's going on. But again, the decline in civility, and now, sadly, we're starting to see it on the conservative side as well, as we reported yesterday. It's impossible to have a conversation. And if you can't have a conversation, you cannot come together to a position of unity. We're in a very dangerous tracks. And we're going to talk about this more in hour number three, because Claire has some cogent comments that she wants to make about this. It is a very, very troubling time. Now, Maxine Waters had a demonstration outside her Los Angeles office yesterday to counter an anticipated protest by the Oath Keepers organization. And before they ran the demonstration, Maxine Waters was out there saying, oh, I'm afraid there's going to be violence. There's going to be violence when these Oath Keepers show up, and we're afraid, but we're going to stand our ground. And you should see the pictures. Maxine Waters supporters, if you will, rocks, sticks, baseball bats, who knows what else they had there, burning the United States flag. And I understand the Supreme Court has ruled that burning the flag is covered by the First Amendment. But here's the interesting part. The Oath Keepers never showed up. They issued a statement saying that based on the rhetoric coming out of Maxine Waters and her supporters, they didn't think they could avoid violence with a counter protest, and so they decided simply not to show up. So in other words, Maxine Waters, who's out there whining and screaming about possible violence, used the threat of violence to get her opponents to stay home. I find it so hard to understand how this person keeps getting reelected and reelected and reelected. And I don't know, election fraud maybe. Okay, now, here's a new little piece of information that will start to make things a little bit clearer. We have been talking for a long time about why there doesn't seem to be an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. Well, as it turns out, there actually is one over at the FBI somewhere. But this investigation is under the control of Melissa Hodgman Strock. And she's been blocking this FBI probe of the Clinton Foundation for 21 months. And yes, if you think you recognize the last name, this is Peter Strzok's wife. So that's why the investigation is not moving forward. Once again, they're protecting this gigantic scandal of corruption that could bring down the entire government if it got out. They're circling the wagons. You can smell the fear coming out of the Beltway. They're absolutely, absolutely scared that somebody's going to talk, somebody's going to go public in a way that can't be covered up by the corporate media. We got to take a break for commercials. Oh, we got a caller waiting on the line. We'll get to that after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you wishing to help out Republic Broadcasting, and we do need your help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call in with a debit or credit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours and extension 3 at all other times. Now, before we go to the caller who's waiting on the line, and I'm probably going to have to take him through the next commercial break. Over this last commercial break, Fox News was interviewing Leon Panetta, who's sitting there saying that, you know, we have a right to know what Putin and Trump talked about in that room. And, of course, you have Chuck Schumer who's out there saying there shouldn't be a second meeting until Congress knows what was said in that room. And this is the primary reason why I'm hesitating on this story that appeared first in The Spectator and now is in The Washington Compost, which seems to be operating on the basis of information that they have from inside these private meetings, because the meeting between Netanyahu and Putin was behind closed door. So it was the meeting between Putin and Trump. They can't have that detailed information. Or if they do, why do we have Leon Panetta and Chuck Schumer out there screaming that they don't have that information? So something is a little bit wonky here. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Trump should just come out and say they played a game of Uno. Something like that. No, we just
they talked about their children.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Loretta Lynch and all them. Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
That was the reference.
Hey,
yeah. You know why Maxine Waters keeps getting elected? Because her constituents are garbage, just like she is. I mean, there's an ignorance in this country, Mike. There's people are waking up, but there's just still an ignorance of, they don't understand like who these people are. I mean, they burn the American flag. I mean, it's not the country's fault or the flag's fault. It's bad leadership and a stupid percentage of stupid population of people. You know that. You know what I mean? Like it's not the flag's fault. It's being used as a weapon now. You know, it's a joke. I mean, and you know, Mike, it is coming down to they bring a knife, you bring a gun. You know, you send one, they send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of those to the morgue. I mean,
well,
it's coming down to
really
that, Mike.
I do not want to see that happen here. But the reality is that over the decades, over the centuries, leaders have worked on being able to manipulate ordinary people, and they brought it to a very, very fine art. I mean, there are, you know, people with psychology degrees where this is all they work on. They're hired to basically work. How do we make the propaganda more effective? How do we manufacture consent? How do we motivate people in the direction we want them to go when they don't want to go there? And there's actually a lot of money being spent on that kind of research. The fastest way to undo it all, of course, is for people to understand they are being propagandized. They are being lied to. Propaganda only works on a population that's not aware they're being propagandized.
But the thing about propaganda, it burns itself out when there's too much of it, because then people don't believe it after a while. I mean, look at the latest poll. Nobody cares. Because, you know what I mean? It's burning itself out. And you know, hey, Mike, what's the Democrats going to do when the 2018 elections come up and they lose big? Or in 2020, if Hillary does run again, which I doubt she's going to, what happens if they lose again? Are they going to say, well, the Russians are at it again, or are they going to blame China? You know what I mean?
They're already getting ready to scream that Russia's meddling with the 2018 election to keep the Democrats from taking the Congress. They can't accept their own failures. They can't accept the fact that they don't have a platform that's resonating with voters. They can't accept the fact that their antics and hysterics over the last year and a half have turned off mainstream America, along with all this politically correct nonsense about, you know, which restroom you got to use. Most people are just disgusted with all of that. And I think they're going to lose. Absent massive election fraud, the Democrats are actually going to lose seats in the 2018 midterm elections, and they're going to turn around and scream it was Russia all over again.
Hey, Mike, speaking of all this political correctness, what about in Massachusetts where they're going to let the kids decide what gender they want to be? I mean, these people are – that's child abuse as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, you got to draw the line. These people are insane.
They really are, and it's you know, it really is absurd. I mean, your gender is determined by your DNA. If you want to know what gender you are, look in a mirror after you get out of the shower. And this idea of gender fluidity, I don't see what it is these people are trying to accomplish. I don't see where they're trying to go with it. All I know is, having failed to convince the adults of this agenda, now they're targeting the schools. And I'm still trying to figure out to what end. Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey, and we're talking about how political correctness has just gone totally wacko, and they've lost the plot line. And I think this is why ordinary mainstream Americans are just turning away from the Democratic Party, which they're demonstrating not just with the poll numbers, but with their political contributions. But this whole gender fluidity issue, the only thing that I can see it's designed to do is basically undermine our sense of self, our sense of identity, in order to make it easier to control us. Because the whole premise is ridiculous. I can't wish myself to be female any more than I can wish myself to be young, or for that matter, rich. It doesn't work that way. Nature is nature. And I understand that the LGBTQ plus movement wanted acceptance, and they're being accepted. But they've now walked across this line where they're now getting very militant and aggressive and in your face with it. That's turning people off. And back in the 1990s, the feminist movement did, they made exactly the same mistake. And there's a very good book that chronicles that called Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Sommers, who is herself a feminist. And she laid out how the original model of feminism was equal pay for equal work, equal access to credit, equal access to education, things we could all get on board with. And I was a supporter. And then all of a sudden it got militant and in your face and all men are rapists. And, you know, we've got to sue male only health clubs out of existence for discrimination. But female only health clubs have to be protected because we have a right from the prying eyes of those men. And at that point, people just turned away from it, including yours truly. And now we're seeing that same mistake being made all over again. I think we need to, all of us, need to go back to the philosophy of, you know, live and let live. Whereas Rodney King said, can't we all just get along? Why are we being driven to be so confrontational with each other over relatively minor, trivial things? And unfortunately, a lot of it is...
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, a lot of it's coming from our leadership, like... Maxine Waters and Loretta Lynch and all these other so-called leaders who are openly calling for violence in the streets.
Yeah, Mike, these kids, I mean, they got gender-neutral clothes. They shave the girl's head, like not head off, but, you know, they cut her hair short to look like a boy, and her brothers, they all both got gender-neutral clothes, right? Then they go to school, and, Mike, I'm sorry, but these kids are going to be probably on some kind of Prozac or something, and they're probably going to be the next school shooters, you know, because they're going to get picked on. No matter, even if it's like a politically correct school, which they all are now, they're still going to be looked down upon, you know, and they're advertising it, you know, and it's a shame. You know, it's a shame, like, if you're born a boy, you're born a boy. If you're born a girl, it's not a very complicated issue. These people muddy up the waters on purpose, like you said. And Mike, did you see that story about who wrote the Jungle Book? They painted over the at the university. They painted over the poems of Rich Kipling. They say he's a racist. They take the books. They'll burn the books, and then they'll take you. They don't want no stat. They want to replace everything with what they think is, you know, their version of what they like. You know, and, I would tell people don't go along with it because, you know, you'll be going to the killing fields eventually, you know. I mean, because that's what these people hate you. They hate the culture. You know, they just hate everything this country stands for and the Western world in general, because it's happening also in Europe and France and Germany. And it's a major thing going on, you know. But,
well, they're driven by this YouTube. They're driven by this utopian vision of they can engineer a better world in which humans are free from emotional strife. And this goes all the way back to Margaret Mead and coming of age in Samoa, which was an intellectual fraud, which is why every time the liberals try this, it crashes and burns. But they keep on doing it because they will never admit that the foundation of the liberal philosophy is flawed that badly. Girls will be girls, boys will be boys. And I understand that, you know, there is homosexuality, which, in my opinion, is genetically mediated. No, you do not choose to be gay. And so it's in your DNA, and you can't wish it to be any other way. And which is why all of this gay conversion therapy, I think, is a load of nonsense. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
And Mike, real quick, I just want to say, if anybody needs to go on YouTube, type in The Duran. There's a great video interview with Peter Lavelle again. He's been on there a few times. And it's the best video you guys are going to watch. It's only about 25 to 30 minutes long. It explains a lot of stuff. But also, Jimmy Dore, which he's a progressive, he had a thing, Mike, I think you should watch some of it. It's like called China, a Threat. And, you know, it's comical, but there was a meeting in Aspen. And they had the new FBI director there, or whoever it was, and you know who hosted it, Lester Holt, you know. But need to watch that video too, Mike, because he has some footage in there of the FBI agent saying, basically, FBI agent said it's like economics. That's why China's a threat. It's all about the money. It's all about economics.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I've been saying for months now, the ultimate goal of the United States is to drag the world back to Bretton Woods, where all cross-border transactions have to use that U.S. dollar for which the U.S. charges a small fee. And China, of course, is now part of BRICS. They're moving away from the dollar. So is Russia. And that's really what's driving the agenda. And the reason there's so much panic to declare Russia and China enemies and get into a dust up with them is because we're nearing the point where the avoidance of the U.S. dollar internationally is really going to start having an impact. And it's one of the reasons why I said, while I understand Trump's purpose with the tariffs, I think his timing was a little poor.
And isn't it funny, all of our great leadership, Russia this, Russia, hey man, keep saying that. They're just moving closer to the freaking Chinese, which ain't a problem with me because, you know, I don't have a problem with that. You know, but yeah, the BRICS, they just had the Shanghai co-op meeting a couple days before Putin met Trump, and everything's moving along. If you go on YouTube, see all the projects China's doing all over the world, Africa, this or that. You know, we're, you know, they're building bridges, we blowing them up. You know, because we're a welfare and a warfare state now. That's all we got left. We're a warfare state.
We're a failing empire. We're a failing empire. And you got it. Yeah, we're a failing empire, and the government is looking for somebody to blame it on. It's those gosh darn Ruskies. It's those gosh darn Chinese. We didn't do anything wrong. Don't blame us. It was those other people over there. Go hate them. All right, the phone lines are open again. We're going to get back to the news here. Now, basically, there is a rumor started by Margarita Simonyan saying that Julian Assange will be handed over to Great Britain by the Ecuadorian officials in the coming days. And this is ominous because this lady has very good sources, high-level people in Russia, and she apparently works at Russia Today. So it may actually be happening now. And boy, they will want to make an example of him. Now, Hollywood, as you know, has usually worked as the propaganda arm of the U.S. government. And they're doing it again. Actually, not just Hollywood, the film industry as a whole, because they've already decided the next James Bond movie will have a Russian villain. It's time we have the Russians back on in. I think the last time they had a Russian villain was The World Is Not Enough, and he was kind of an outsider, a loner. He wasn't institutionally part of the Russian government. Okay. All right. Now, over in the war zones, things are going very, very good for Assad, and the terrorists have agreed to surrender the entire Quneitra area to the Syrian army. And based on the agreement they've had, they've reached an agreement that will grant amnesty to those who surrender and allow others to leave for Idlib. And apparently Russia mediated this agreement. So that went very well. Now, Syria's Assad is set to recover the Golan frontier because of this surrender deal. Now, this, of course, will bring Syria back up to that buffer zone with Israel. And Israel will get very nervous about that. But they are keeping the Iranian advisors in the north, so that doesn't contribute to the tension over there. There's a lot of tension in the region here. Meanwhile, Canada, the United States, and Britain are putting together an operation to rescue the white helmets down at the Golan. And nobody knows where they'll go, but they're probably going to be paid very well for their services to the propaganda war and for faking all those chemical weapons attacks that were blamed on Assad here. Meanwhile, of course, we're still seeing the U.S. government making stink face at Iran, and U.S. forces and Iranian forces inside Syria are sort of doing this little battlefield dance that has a lot of people very worried that there might be destabilization. All right, here we go. And we knew this was coming. Israel telegraphed this. There has been a massive attack into Gaza by Israel. Israel is blaming it on the fact that this time, when Israeli snipers started shooting at the protesters along that fence, somebody shot back at them. And so Israel basically opened up and sent in the jet planes, and they're really pounding on the place. Other reports coming out of the Middle Eastern media saying at least one IDF soldier was also killed in the melee. But it's a very small place if you think about it. It's about, I think, twice the size of the city of Chicago. That's how big Gaza is. So they go on in, and they're just bombing those poor people. And it's amazing that, you know, all these liberal protesters in this country who scream about the poor children down at the border with Mexico, you never hear a peep out of them about the poor children in Gaza. You never hear a peep out of them about the poor children in Yemen or Syria or Afghanistan or Libya. Very, very disgusting. Okay, as you know, there is a new Gaza flotilla underway, and apparently there are four ships, and they're on the last 1,000 miles getting to Gaza. Bad time to show up with, obviously, the attack going on. The delegate from the United States in the Gaza flotilla is Joe Meadors, who is a survivor of the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. And he basically joined the flotilla at Corsica for that final leg of the flight. We've had him here on the show. Meadors was a signalman on the bridge of the USS Liberty and was attacked by Israel, who tried to sink it and wanted to blame it on Egypt. Israel killed 34 U.S. sailors and wounded 174 crew members, and it was all hushed up by Admiral John McCain, father to Senator John McCain. It was just an accident, really. It was just, you know, the Israelis thought they were hitting an Egyptian horse carrier because, of course, we all know horse carriers have giant dish antennas all over them. So Joe's presence on the flotilla is going to be a little bit of salt in the wounds, and I hope he's going to be okay. And as I said, right now with Israel uncorking a major military operation into Gaza, the timing could not be worse, and I hope they're going to be okay. Now, Iran's foreign minister has responded to repeated propaganda about how Iran is destabilizing the Middle East and Iran is doing this and Iran is doing that by pointing out that it is, in fact, the United States that's destabilizing the world through massive arms exports. And that these excessive arms sales are undermining global peace. And they're right. And it's sort of weird to see the U.S. government just out there trying to sell so many weapons to other countries, lethal weapons, military weapons, at the same time they want to take them away from us ordinary law-abiding citizens. But it's big business. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mitchell in Memphis, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? We spoke, I think, Wednesday, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to get an answer from you, because I'm not sure about something. The two of us have decided that the government has violated the rules and restrictions and so on and so forth. They've violated the Bill of Rights. They violated
yes.
the Constitution. They violated the social contract. Looking backwards,
yep.
as far as the eye can see, you can cite examples, and you have, and I can cite examples. Sandra Spooner talked about it all the way up to present day, you know, from Katrina, the levees, Flint. I mean, the government's failing. And you said that when the government violates these things, that it delegitimizes itself. And in your closing comment when I called you Wednesday, you said the government has outgrown its lawful authority a long, long time ago. So my position now, my question is, I think the two of us understand, as we speak today, right here, right now on the phone in 2018, does the government have any authority on the collective body known as We the People? Because if I understand you correctly, you say it does not have any authority.
It has delegitimized itself. Of course, there's a practical consideration. You know, they've got the police force and they've got, guns and, they're ruling us by force of arms, not with consent of the governed, as was set forth in the Declaration of Independence.
Okay, so my concern is that the three bodies of government, or the legislative, judicial, and what's that, executive branch, are under the heading of the government. So this would be, if the government is delegitimized, then so too would the three branches of government be delegitimized.
Yeah, you're absolutely right here, because they're the ones who've been violating the Bill of Rights. Anyway, Mitchell, got to let you go.
Is the president legitimate?
The whole, if the government is either legitimate or not, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Janice in Florida. Aloha, Janice. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm wondering what's happening with the men from the USS Liberty. Last time, I think they were on your show, they were talking about producing a documentary, and I'm wondering if there's any progress that's been made on that.
Well, it's slow going because they're obviously having a hard time raising the kind of funding it takes to produce a feature film. Equally obvious, there's a lot of pressure on money people to not support the project coming from Israel. Israel wants this story to go away. I mean, over in Israel, they're now passing laws where the government can simply erase certain history. I mean, it's right out of Orwell. They want to do the same thing here. They want certain exceptions to freedom of speech, the Israel exception, to silence criticism of Israel and to basically say talking about anything Israel has done is not protected speech under the First Amendment. I mean, that's how desperate they are.
Well, that's Israeli pressure on financiers of a feature film or a documentary. But I'm wondering on another comment you made that everybody is shedding crocodile tears for the kids on the southern border in the U.S., but no one says anything about the children of Gaza. Why do you think the rest of the world is silent on what is happening? I mean, it's there for all of us to see. Why are governments silent? Why do they receive Netanyahu as though he is some kind of credible, moral human being and not a monster in a human body? I'm just wondering, I know you can't speak for other people, but you're obviously very observant. What are your perceptions?
Well, I think it would be silly to assume that the United States of America is the only country in which Israel has worked to compromise the government and the media. The proof of that is that, for the most part, especially in the West, the media in all of the Western countries turns a blind eye to what's going on down in Israel. Now, obviously, for the Bloody Monday massacre, they couldn't do that because it was top news all over the independent media, and they couldn't afford to be seen not to report it. But they tried to downplay it. In the case of the New York Times, they tried to make it look like it was all the Gazans' fault. You know, how dare they protest being starved to death in a giant open-air prison? Don't they understand this is how the universe is supposed to work? Israel's influence behind the scenes in many, many, many countries. As far as not crying for the children of Yemen or Libya or Syria, they're irrelevant. The liberals are only going to cry about children who are useful to their agenda. And right now, dead children, displaced children in other countries don't fit in with any of their agendas.
Do you think Israel has the power, or it has, certainly it has the nefarious ability to do so secretly, but has Israel already made it clear that any country's leadership that speaks up will be endangered, their children will be endangered, or other interest leaders who condemn Israel will be
endangered? Could very well be. Anyway, Janice, we got to let you go here, take a break for station identification. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.